So you are hearing me. Okay, very good morning to all of you, your participants of this Teaching and Learning for a Sustainable Future seminar, and possibly also members of this Climate University program. I've given the privilege to say this opening word, so it's my very pleasant task to welcome you all to attend this one-day seminar with full of timely topics and extremely important theme. These welcoming words are addressed both to you who are physically present here in Ambiotica building at the University of Jyväskylä, and also to you who are watching this via some digital channel somewhere else. I'm Marja-Leena Laakso, and I act as a vice rector in the field of education here at the University of Jyväskylä. When I consider the theme of your seminar and the description you have written in your project plan, multidisciplinary digital learning in sustainability challenges, flexible study paths to the working life, it immediately stands out that in this program you are targeting to three concepts or contents that are among the highest priority issues when planning or executing study courses in higher education and also in other school levels: sustainability, digital learning materials, and working life value. One can easily admit already at this point that the project you are carrying out is of high value, very well targeted, and definitely most needed. So congratulations to you all in this phase, and especially to project leaders and coordinators in each participating university. The questions on sustainability, for example, responsible consumption, social responsibility, global education, and climate change are hot topics at the moment worldwide, and at least partly due to the ongoing elections here in Finland, especially visible topic at the moment in our country. I think that many of you have listened to the various election-related programs on TV or other channels during the last few weeks, and possibly also paid attention to the very strong emphasis that has been given to these responsibility and climate issues. It has been extremely interesting to hear and read the plans and concrete means that each political party has written in their platform, for example, to stop global warming and decrease carbon emission. In near past, we have also witnessed big demonstrations around these questions in our country. So it really seems that the growing amount of people have woken up to these issues. And I think that most of you think that at last. One of the most touching part of this awakening process, at least for me, because I'm a professor in child and developmental psychology, have been the witnessed and reported reactions of our youngest children. Many people have told how even the children in daycare centers have started to express their deep worry about the future of this planet. Also, young children have started to demand that they need more information, especially on the concrete actions that they and we all can and should do to protect this planet. And if I go back to the parliamentary election panels and interviews, it's also clear that our politicians and the candidates to the parliament and we all as citizens need more research-based information. Otherwise, it is way too difficult to judge which of the presented views or arguments are trustworthy or sustainable, and which ones are based on wishful thinking or dim and vague political agendas. To respond and fulfill these demands and needs for stable and sustainable information and understanding, we definitely need education, and we crave for powerful means to deliver that information. So we need high-quality digital learning materials produced by people who are true experts on this matter. So to put this together, we need the kind of ambitious projects that you have launched and are involved in. Although we face and hear everyday threatening news concerning the well-being, or at this point, ill-being of this planet and all its living creatures, I also think that there are a lot of hope and reasons to be optimistic. Along with this great project of yours, there are other important initiatives, projects and programs started or ongoing in our university and also in other universities as well, if we now focus on this university perspective. The School of Resource Wisdom, which was launched last year in our university, is one great example of an ambitious program aiming to combine scientific knowledge from different disciplines to advance and spread understanding on these methods, both by the means of research and education. Our student union is involved in National University Students Association for Global Education, and they have together applied funding from Ministry of Foreign Affairs to enhance university students' awareness and knowledge on sustainable development. Our staff members hold important positions in organs that represent and put forward initiatives in these fields. We coordinate the UniBit network that aims to strengthen development cooperation among universities. Our university is an active partner in SIMHE network and leader in INTECA program, both of which aim to integrate immigrants to higher education. In our university, we also have two UNESCO professorships. We have study program in sustainable development, in addition to at least three international master programs connected to sustainability and global education issues. And since 2011, the Faculty of Education and Psychology has yearly arranged SDG 4 Education for All seminars here in our university. These all, together with the great program that you have, plus probably many, many other projects not yet familiar to me, show that we as universities are doing a lot for global well-being and enhancing planetary well-being. Finnish Rector Union, UNIFI, has this year started a national working group for sustainability and responsibility. Our professor Hanna-Leena Pesonen is our representative in this group. Their first assignment is to collect information from all Finnish universities on various kinds of actions, policies, programs, and so on that they are ongoing in this, on this field. The underlying plan is to spread good practices and through that shared understanding how all these actions, to make these actions more influential and powerful. So in my opinion, it is of utmost importance that the valuable work you are doing in this specific program becomes widely known nationally and internationally. I'm totally convinced that we need these kind of seminars and programs. We need new kind of imagination and discussions where we together create plans for future actions. I very much hope that you will have inspiring talks, important topics to discuss, and most rewarding and fruitful seminar day. Thank you all for participating in this important work, and I wish best possible success to your great program. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Rector Maria-Liisa Laakso, for your wise words, encouraging us for today's workshop, where we can together jointly work on the sustainability and climate change education. Before going to my presentation, I would especially like to thank our local hosts for this opportunity to have this workshop in Jyväskylä. And I have a small greeting from Helsinki to our local hosts. So I come from University of Helsinki, Institute for Atmospheric and Earth System Research, where we do atmospheric and climate sciences and I have a small book to foster our further collaboration. It has been nice to start this new collaboration with University of Jyväskylä. So my name is Laura Riuttanen, and I'm coordinating this Climate University network and project, and I will now describe what it actually is about. So we have these huge global challenges, climate change and sustainability crisis that are threatening the well-being of humans, and they are really global and multidisciplinary, and also urgent, that we need new solutions now, and we need big solutions now. And in the world of these huge challenges and urgent needs, we need to find new ways of collaboration to share the best expertise as fast as possible so that we are able to face these big challenges. And for that, digitalization offers us opportunities to share the best expertise globally and fast in order to face these big issues. And that's why we are doing open education, open digital education on these topics, and we aim to offer our expertise for all via open digital platforms. And that's why we have the project Climate University, which is about teaching and learning for a sustainable future. And we are planning to do joint online courses for universities. And our vision here behind is that we need a new generation who has skills to solve these grand challenges, and we are offering education to educate these skills that are needed in the future societies to solve these big issues of climate change and sustainability. So who we are? We are 11 universities in Finland. Three of them are universities of applied sciences, and seven are universities. You might see the logos in the lower panel. We got funding from the Ministry of Education and Culture, one of the top initiatives in the spring 2018 call. And the project ends until end of 2020. Part of the funding also comes from the Finnish Innovation Fund, Sitra, and the participating universities. And we are doing online education on climate change and sustainability, online courses, open online courses, and also organize these workshops for university teachers and other collaborators. So we had first workshop in Helsinki in November, and this is our second workshop, and there are many more to come, so that each participating university organizes one collaboration workshop. And in addition to university collaboration, we also do collaboration with schools and working life, as these challenges are joint, and we want to have this knowledge transfer and exchange with the working life and schools. Some online materials we have already done in the university level. Multidisciplinary university level collaboration, for example, Climate Now, And this is actually where this collaboration actually began. So Climate Now was done with the funding of Finnish Innovation Fund, Sitra, in 2016. I was coordinating that project as well. We had University of Helsinki, Lappeenranta University of Technology, Metropolia School of Applied Sciences, and Aalto University jointly making the online material that is on the University of Helsinki MOOC platform. It's all available both in English and in Finnish. And anyone can log in to the University of Helsinki MOOC platform and study the material, do quizzes in the end of each of the sections, and then get a MOOC certificate out of the platform. But this is not yet official university credits, so if a student wants to get university credits, he or she needs to join a course organized by a university. For example, I am teaching a course based on this material at the University of Helsinki, and seven other universities as well are having courses based on the Climate Now material on basics of climate change in a multidisciplinary way. Another online course we have is Leadership for Sustainable Change that was piloted last autumn, and it was done in collaboration with University of Helsinki and University of Tampere School of Management. And it's about leadership and how to lead changes in complex societies. And we are planning to have next course in next September in collaboration with University of Helsinki and University of Tampere. And the course will also be open via Open University, so anyone can join the course to get credits. But the material is open all the time, and anyone can log in and study and get a MOOC certificate anytime. And third one is about basics of circular economy, Circular Now. That's also available both in Finnish and in English. It was also piloted last autumn and will be. It's in the finalizing process and will be ready this summer, and then later on available for all. And that was done in collaboration with Lappeenranta University of Technology, University of Helsinki, University of Eastern Finland, and Aalto University. And it has been in the curriculum so far in University of Helsinki and Lappeenranta University of Technology, but we hope to find other universities as well who would be interested in using the material. I have some cards here if you want to take on these courses with you. And what we are about to do in the Climate University collaboration is two new MOOCs of similar size. So these have been 5 credits courses, and we are planning to make two more in the project. And also we are doing some smaller extensions to the already existing materials. So smaller scale online education material additions. And we have now had 2 workshops, so we have some more to come in the future collaboration. And then we have conducted a study of needs as a basis of the new materials, and Mikko will soon tell more about that. One of the ongoing forms of collaboration is Climate University Challenges. So as I already said, that we also want to collaborate with the working life. So we have around 20 companies in the collaboration. And together with the companies and also public sector, not only private, we are collecting sustainability challenges from the working life. So some concrete challenges from the companies, from the working life, that are somehow related to the sustainability challenges or climate change. And our plan is to get these challenges as part of these joint online courses, so that our students, when we have multidisciplinary groups of students at our courses, we could workshop with them and work for multidisciplinary new solutions to these challenges. And we will demonstrate this in Turku in our next workshop, where Turku University of Applied Sciences is leading the workshop on innovation pedagogy. So we will demonstrate that first with our teachers and community, and then further develop and bring it as part of the coming courses. But now, if you are interested in or have an idea of this kind of challenge, it can be almost anything and quite wide on a scale. A description needs to be very short, so it doesn't require much work to do it, but I would be happy to hear and get some more of these challenges. In collaboration with schools, we aim to foster climate change and sustainability education in schools, and in collaboration with universities and schools. That is now also in the law in Finland. And we are planning to make an online module on climate change for schools. It's not totally decided. That's why here is the question mark, but this is what we are now working on, and here also today can further work on that. And as part of the community, there has risen a need to comment the new ops. I don't know the name in English for ops, but curriculum plan for the high schools in Finland. So if you're interested in that, we will have one of the parallel workshops on that later today. And also for school teachers, we have Teachers Climate Change Forum coming. You are very welcome to join. There is an online MOOC course as a platform, but we also very recently got funding to have an actual forum or summer camp in August in Hyytiälä Forestry Field Station, which is in between Tampere and Jyväskylä, so not so far from here, and you're very welcome to join. And there we can also workshop further how could climate change be taught more in schools. So we would like to welcome your ideas and contribution to these new online materials we are doing, and we will today workshop them together. We very much welcome you to the coming workshops. So the next one is in Turku. You will soon hear some more about it. And the second one is in Lahti. You will soon hear some words about it as well. In autumn, we are going to have workshops in Oulu and in Vanta. In Oulu, the topic is the school collaboration, climate change education, and climate communication. And in Vanta, it's organized by Metropolia School of Applied Sciences, and it's mostly about collaboration with cities and communities. Please join the email list, and we also have a LinkedIn group for discussion. At the blog site, you find from the contact page, you find instructions how to join these. So that was my part. Now I welcome Sari to tell more about the Turku workshop that is coming in May.